Feels like my seat is too low.
Oh, I think your seat is fine. Maybe that's supposed to be John's chair.
Welcome to Mr. Curiosity. Nice to have you all with us this morning. Joe's a little distracted. But
I never did this before. These things are awesome.
Do they bounce?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Oh,
John's
yeah.
Too cool. Yes.
They do.
John's too cool to bounce.
My seat's already all the way down. I can't bounce.
Okay.
If you're just listening to us, we're bouncing on our chairs.
Bouncing on the stools.
We've stopped now.
Mr. Curiosity, we answer your questions, and they come in from you, the people. This is only as good as you make it be. Brownbag at WNEP.com. You go on your computer, you type in brownbag at WNEP.com, and you send us an email, right?
And we get great questions that are all over the place.
Nikki, what's your email address?
I'm trying to see Nikki.
NikkiCries at WNEP.com?
Nikki.Cries.
Joe.Snedeker at WNEP.com. Isn't that pretty cool? We all have our little names.
Yeah, we do all have our little names.
But here we have brownbag at WNEP.com, and the questions come in.
There you have it.
John thinks we're too silly today.
I think Joe's delirious.
I don't know where we're going.
John's not feeling it.
John, maybe you should be the first one to take the question.
I'm in a goofy mood today, so you guys get ready, baby. Get ready for anything.
He's in a goofy mood today as opposed to
other days. Yeah.
Other days he's so serious.
Goofier.
All right. This is Howie from Mountaintop.
Howie.
Hey, morning crew and possible special guests. Although we're just morning crew this morning.
Nikki's hit and miss with this because sometimes she's out in the field.
Yeah. All right, Howie's question. Hershey Park, Knoebels, or anti-amusement park?
Hmm.
Oh.
So you have to make a choice.
Hmm.
Well, John, it's your question.
Oh, it's my question. Yeah. I'm going to go Knoebels. I do like Hershey.
Yeah.
I just love the Knoebels feel. I love that it's free to get in. So when you go with kids, I'm not going to go on many rides, so I don't have to pay the full price to get in and just watch them ride rides. I love that it's local. I love the family tradition. Hershey's awesome. I'm definitely not anti-amusement park. I love rides.
But, John, let's say you don't have kids. You still doing it? I think – does he mean with family? Like, are you doing this for your family?
I guess he just puts it out there. I think – probably if it was just me to just do the rides, the Hershey rides are pretty intense.
Yeah.
They have some really good roller coasters, and I do like roller coasters.
So you're bringing that up. That's why I asked, because if
I think I would
you
go
would
to
still go
park,
without kids?
I think I would still go.
Oh, and he used the word anti, which is too strong. I'm not
that's
anti.
That's strong, yeah.
But I have no interest in amusement parks ever in my life.
So not you're
I would
not going.
Never even think about going to an amusement park, no. Isn't that weird? But I'm not anti.
I've not always, even with the kids?
Oh, we used to go all the time.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. I'd go
but
for them.
Point, you're, like,
on your
you're
own.
Not, but you're not I, going to the amusement park.
No.
I would have to say I also choose Knoebels for many of the same reasons. Also, they're dog friendly, which I think is
so
cool.
So kids, though. You're just going by yourself.
You know, I would go by myself, actually, or like with my husband without kids because – it's just I love the food is so good. All the different – their ice cream is really good. And also just a lot of the things are fun, like the gondola ride that goes up the – or the chairlift ride. Yeah. That's really nice. I love the Ferris wheel.
Are you a roller girl? Or?
I do like roller coasters. There were many years in my life I didn't do them, like when I was pregnant and had little kids and stuff because, you know, you don't usually do them with the little
you
kids.
You don't want to jostle the fetus.
Exactly. That's that too, yes. Thanks for the graphic imagery.
Yes.
But no, I love Knoebels. Like, the family traditions are awesome. So, yeah.
Nikki, are you an amusement park person?
I love amusement parks. I'm a Knoebels girl.
Yeah, definitely you are. Yeah.
Yeah, I've done so many stories there, gotten to know the family. They're all great. I haven't been to Hershey Park in a long time, but we used to go there a lot as kids. And the roller coasters are great at Hershey Park. But like I said, I haven't been there. And I mean, it's been at least 10, 15 years.
When you were a kid growing up in the Reading area, mm-hmm. was Hershey where you would go, or did you go
Hershey.
To Knoebels as a kid?
Hershey was less than an hour from us. So
okay.
We would always go to Hershey Park.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What about when you look down and you see the guy who controls the ride?
Don't pay any attention.
He's got a big, he's all hairy. He's got tattoos all over him. He's got a shirt on that says Born to Raise Hell. You're putting your whole life trust in that guy.
Some of those guys are really into it, and they love their job.
No, I'm talking about the scary ones, though. And they're smoking a cigarette.
That's more at the county fair.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I think that's how it was in the 70s and 80s, as I remember. Yeah. I don't, now they're well-dressed.
The local carnivals, maybe.
Yeah. You don't see many of them at Knoebels.
There's Hershey, though. Some of those roller coasters are intense.
Yeah.
They are really something.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
It takes a little bravery for me to get on those. I'm like, okay, I can do this. But it is fun once you get on.
Yeah. Be brave. Pick the next question.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. It was me.
One.
Yeah, that was a, so you.
Yeah,
said
thanks, Howie.
There's some new ones on the top. Is that what you said?
They come in. I print them out. I throw them in.
You throw them in.
I want to mix them up a little bit.
It's oh, that yeah, we you did mix
know.
Them up.
Do we
up,
want to
yeah.
go new or do you want to have it random?
This it's is Paula from Pittston. Joe, what do you wear on your feet when biking in the colder months? Oh, that's
oh,
a good question.
That is a good question.
My feet are like two ice blocks whenever whenever I bike in any temperature 40 degrees or lower.
I have the gear for everything.
So there are special like
oh my God, there's
biking
special,
shoes that
first of all,
fit
so the,
in your
the,
pedals?
Yeah, so the pedals that more serious bikers wear, they have clips on them like ski bikes.
I think those are so annoying. Anyway, I know it's probably good for you, but I don't
I
like it as a
non-serious
biker.
So you snap into the pedal and you become one with the bike. Then
right.
You get upstroke torque and you get downstroke torque, so it's great. So I probably have, I'd say, and I hate to sound like a jerk here, 20 or more cycling shoes.
That's a lot.
For all different weather. I have three really cold, kind of cold, not so cold, fall, mud, summer. I have.
Wow.
And then I keep the ones that I grow. Yeah, so.
So are any of them more boot-like? Like, or,
yeah.
or are they
when
all?
It's really cold, below 20 and I'm biking, they look like ski boots.
They
okay.
do.
Okay. Really?
And they're really insulated and they snap into the pedals too.
Huh.
So, yeah.
I didn't even know you could do that.
That's a great question for
either.
Her because that's the biggest thing about going out in the winter is your hands and feet. Getting cold.
Right.
And there's nothing worse than being somewhere out in the wild or out in the woods or wherever and your toes get cold.
Exactly.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Most people don't even think about biking in the winter.
No.
They think,
no.
But remember, they make bikes now that have big fat tires and studs on them. And you can go where snowmobiles have gone or where people hike in trails in the woods. It's awesome. I love snow biking.
I am I'm very proud of you for snow biking. I think that's a wonderful activity.
It is. And it's my way of coping with the winter. I don't prefer to snow bike.
I know.
But
I know.
It's a coping mechanism.
But you do it and
oh
it makes
God,
you happy in the winter, which I think is wonderful.
Well, Mindy, I can't stay inside. I have a lot of problems.
I know you do. You have a lot of issues.
I was actually thinking about last week when I was out in the woods hunting. And it was cold, and now the gear to dress to go out and do things in the winter has come so far since we
for
were
hunting?
Kids. For everything.
Oh, yeah. For everything, yeah,
for
yeah,
for everything
yeah.
to be out. You know, you think of when we were kids, we were putting Wonder Bread bags on
I
our
feet. I forgot about the bread bags.
With a rubber band around it. So
those were effective. Those were very effective.
Get wet, and now everything is
wait
so
a minute,
waterproof
stop right
and
there.
Breathes and all that kind of stuff.
I forgot about bread bags in the so your feet don't get wet.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it was always Wonder Bread. Is that the only kind of bread there was?
Maybe their bags were the toughest. But yeah, it seemed like it was Wonder Bread bags.
But were there no waterproof materials then? Or did parents
and
not?
And maybe they had them, but they were really expensive. And your parents weren't going to buy you waterproof boots.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we'd have those boots. And
bread bags and Alaska.
Well, do you remember the moon boots?
What are moon boots?
Moon boots
I had
really
those
cool.
in third grade. They were really cool.
Like the trendy?
They were, well, yeah. I mean, they were warm, but they called them moon boots.
Yeah, they look like the boots the astronauts wear.
Yeah.
They look like the puffy jackets only.
In boots. Oh, I loved my moon boots. They were so cool.
But we, our gloves then, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
No. You were playing in the snow and snowball fights and all that stuff, and your hands
were
be
wet.
So
yeah, that is so true. Oh my gosh, man, we were hardy.
We
that's why
it.
We're the second generation, greatest generation of all time.
Is that I'm what you think?
Hardy.
We're World War II guys. They're the best. We're number two.
All yes. Right.
Hello, Joe. So my granddaughter, who is four.
What is this question?
Uh-oh.
Does this have to keep coming back in
do
my
you
life?
Need the bell or?
So oh, my granddaughter, no. who is four, bites her toenails. I asked her why she does that. She said, because they taste good. So, listen. Do they, Joe?
Do
if
they?
So, can you describe the flavor? Debbie Brown, Tamaqua. Listen.
Debbie, that's a great question.
Please don't see me as a toenail biter.
How you want to be known?
I have a short attention span. I'm flexible for an old guy.
Oh, my God.
If I'm under covers and getting ready for bed or something, and I feel like there's – you ever have your toenails hit the sheets and you're like
– oh, it's the worst.
Snag.
Yeah. So I will then pull up my toe and bite the cuticle or whatever that little thing on my toenail. I don't bite my toenails like as a ritual. I have bitten my toenails.
You don't do it because it tastes good?
No. And I don't – take it out and I get rid of it. I remember doing it as a child, okay, when I was a kid. But I still do it now once in a while just to get – so I don't have to run to the bathroom and get the clippers because I have a short attention span.
Yes, that'd be too much time for you.
I'm not a toenail biter.
I think Nikki is crying.
Nikki, I'm not a toenail biter.
I'm so glad I'm here for this.
Well, I just – because I said a couple times that I bite my toenails. But it's very rare.
And I laughed just as hard.
Don't want to be known as a toenail biter.
I'm glad you got that question, though. That was great.
That was good. Upkeep once in a while.
Once in a while. Okay.
Jeez.
Nikki, I think you better go.
Yeah, get me out of this thing.
You can always keep clippers right next to your bed.
Look at my fingernails.
Idea.
Look at my fingernails. You see them?
Do you bite them?
I bite my fingernails. I have nervous energy.
Let me see. They're
ugly. They're gross.
You don't have any fingernails.
No, I bite everything.
You never have to use clippers on your nails, then.
Never use clippers ever on my nails.
I'm always fascinated by that. The people that bite their nails never have to use clippers.
That's weird.
It's one of the best bad habits you can have because there's no negative that comes from it except looking bad.
Nikki?
Good to know. Chris Smith wants to know what our favorite pizza toppings are.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You are a pizza topping queen.
Well, it's just that I like toppings. I don't think you can call a pizza without toppings. That's just
you definitely prefer
my
toppings,
Midwestern
though?
Chicago style pizza traditions coming back to me.
But do you prefer toppings then, Flynn? As opposed
That's what I'm saying. It's not pizza if you don't have toppings.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Yeah, yeah. I like pepperoni and mushroom.
Pepperoni and sausage for me.
Pepperoni and either extra cheese, sausage, or hot peppers.
Oh, that's right. We had hot peppers and pepperoni the other day. Yeah,
I kind of like the supreme, you know, that has the sausage, pepperoni, peppers,
mushrooms.
Yeah,
all the stuff.
That whole combo.
When you see the pepperoni curl up and it has oil inside of it.
I love that.
It's so good. Oh, my God. It's deadly, but it's so good.
It's funny, though, because here some of the trays that you get that just come maybe cheese and onion or something like that. I wouldn't want any other toppings on it. They taste good just the way they are, especially some of those fried dough pizzas. Just cheese and onion, delicious.
The Old Forge style, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just
like a little
basic
twist on that. They have a lot of the places in Luzerne County with that fried dough, which is really good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
But don't you think sometimes you crave the plain like toppings then take away a little bit from the purity of pizza?
I do.
No.
Yeah, sometimes I just want plain.
Yeah.
No,
it's pure.
I don't.
Mm-hmm. Mindy does not.
I don't ever want plain.
And we always have to get cheese because a couple of the kids only want cheese and don't like any of the toppings.
Right.
So.
Including Joe.
And then it's funny when you have kids and you're like, we'll just take off the pepperoni on your pizza.
No, they won't do it. There's residue.
There's residue.
I'm like that. Yeah, my wife gets a mushroom. I will not eat the residue from the mushrooms on my pizza. No,
there's
rules.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, there's residue.
I don't want mushroom residue.
No,
so you don't like mushrooms?
No,
because when I suggested we share a mushroom pepperoni pizza, you were like, no. Like, no.
How about when you're cooking mushrooms? They stink. How could anyone like
them? No, they're so good. When you saute mushrooms and garlic with onions.
That's one of the best smells.
And then maybe a little bit of red wine.
So good.
I love
it. The two worst smells my whole life, going back to my toenail biting years when I was a kid. My mother would give my grandmother a perm, and whatever that smell was.
Oh, that's
bad.
This is 1978. It destroyed the house.
Yeah.
And then they would cook mushrooms, and it was equally bad. The perm and the mushrooms, gross.
Oh, my gosh.
You bring that up because that smell, the perm smell, is such a smell of my childhood. Because walking into my grandma's house when she was giving herself a perm.
So she would give herself a perm.
Yes.
Same smell.
And you'd open up the door, and that smell would just hit you.
Yep.
It fills the entire house.
Well, does
it
exist anymore, girls?
I don't know because people don't get perms anymore.
I think some, depending on your age.
Yeah, there might be some people, yeah.
What were they doing?
You know what? But it has to be better now, right? Is it still that bad of a smell?
I don't know.
Because that had to be toxic, don't you think?
That
had to be carcinogenic.
The whole house would be so strong with that smell.
We're going to get RFK on that.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
Do you know who's getting perms now? And I've seen pictures of kids getting them.
Oh, teenage boys.
I think it's called the
boys.
I think it's called the broccoli look now.
Yes.
It's all right. It's curly on top.
My gosh.
And right now, I bet you more boys
are
getting perms.
Well, that also happens.
Girls are. Maybe more 13-year or teenage boys are getting perms than old women.
Could be. That also happened in like the late 80s, early
90s. Was there a time
It was
that?
The David Hasselhoff effect.
Oh, that's right.
My older brother used to get I used to laugh and we used to pick on him so much because I would never even consider it. He was 3 years older than me.
That's
and
so
he
funny.
Would get a perm and I'd be like, dude.
Wait, didn't you have one time?
No.
No?
No. Did you ever have frosted tips? You admitted that.
I had, well, my hair would just get bleached blonde. So I didn't frost them.
You didn't frost the tips?
No.
All right.
It was just bleached blonde.
I think it's your turn.
Is it?
Is it? Was that yours?
Yeah.
When's the last time you honestly bit your toenails? Like, you remember 4, 5? Or are you never in your life? Because you probably can't get those feet up to your mouth. That's the problem.
He's got long legs.
He's true. Okay.
See? He totally can. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I did that.
Oh my God.
For those just listening, I was able to do it. All right. So I turned on WNEP Plus this morning, Friday, November 21st. So it's a couple weeks old. There's a banner across half the screen. Sign in. It's better if you sign in. Thankfully, there was a continue as a guest option. I'm extremely disappointed. Why can't something actually be free, no sign-in required, as originally advertised? Suzanne and Sarah.
Well, this sounds like a talkback call. Do you know what she means?
Sounds
I don't.
Like a Sean
question. I do. I've seen it on the screen. It's not every time.
Mm-mm. So when you download the app?
Yeah, you can sign. There is an option to sign in.
We need technical director Sean here.
And we don't know the details of how that works. You don't have to sign in, though.
You can just go as a guest.
You can just go as a guest, and your experience is going to be.
Isn't it
similar.
So maybe so that the commercials that they run are more geared towards your demographic or where you live?
Demographic? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's interesting, and this is just a little behind the scenes for people at home, but there's a lot of this stuff involved in marketing.
Whenever you get something, you have to sign in.
But I'm saying here at the station, we don't know how any of this stuff works.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know, like what decision that comes from, that's coming from way above us. So I don't know.
Yeah. We're just little cogs in a corporate machine. Mm-hmm.
This
grinding
is true.
Grinding away.
But WNEP Plus is free.
It's totally free, and you don't have to sign in. You download the app, and here you are. So
here
I'm
we
glad
are.
You did that.
And I'm glad people are watching streaming. It's
When's the
so
last time
nice.
You bit your toenails? Remember like 4, 5, 6 years old?
I honestly do not remember biting my toenails. I'm sure I did when I was little. Probably in the bathtub.
Fingernails ever?
I don't bite my fingernails, no.
No, huh? I don't do that either.
I want them to look nice, and I spend a lot of money on them, so I'm not going to bite them.
La-di-da.
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 I don't like to spend a lot of money on them, but I kind of have to.
They look beautiful.
All right. Well, thank you.
I had to say that.
Oh, wait. This question is for Mindy. When you drove home the other day in the snow, was your Tesla on autopilot? Does that feature work?
Oh, Sean, wait.
It is still free. Signing in will allow you features like, you know, some of those streaming services where if you sign in, it allows you to, like, join where you left off or customized features for you.
Oh.
If it's just generic, it doesn't know.
That's okay.
So signing in benefits their experience, but you don't have to.
You don't have to. Correct.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks,
Technical
Sean.
Director
Thank you, Sean.
Sean.
Yes, he's the best. Okay, when you drove home the other day, was your Tesla on autopilot? Does that feature work in the snow? Does that feature work everywhere? Lois in Naples, Florida. Lois, thanks for watching us from Florida or listening to us on the pod. So I actually, this is kind of interesting, I actually did put my Tesla on self-drive a little bit on the way home because
I
was—
In the snow the other day?
Yeah, because I was, for part of it on 81, I was behind all of this traffic and we were going 30 miles an hour and, you know, kind of like, it's like kind of stop and go and I find that traffic annoying. So in that, I always put it on autopilot so I don't have to watch when they're braking because the car will watch it for me.
Boy, that's bold though, in the
that
snow.
That is.
But so if the cameras are all covered in snow or slush or whatever, then it doesn't work. But my cameras weren't covered at that point, so it was okay. But
and it can figure out where the lanes are and everything
say,
like that.
If I'm correct,
yeah,
I think it uses the white lines on the road.
Well, I think in this respect, I think it'll just follow the car in front of it. I think is what it does.
What if they go off a bank?
It's so interesting.
Well, that could be bad.
The bank.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
I could be totally wrong, but I thought these self-driving cars are following the lines on the road as input.
They are. Yeah.
So
they
if there's snow, because I've always wondered why this doesn't come up. If there's snow, the lines are covered up.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how it works when there's snow. I don't know.
And then maybe they are following the car in front of you.
Because there are many times I'm on self-driving and there's no lines on the road. And it still stays on the right side.
Could just have a map, like a GPS map of the road?
I don't know. I don't know how it works, but there's updates all the time. We just got a new update that helps more with emergency vehicle situations. And a deer just ran out in front of me and it stopped for the deer.
It did stop for the deer.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Was it on auto drive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you use that in regular coming to work all the time?
I do not use it coming to work.
But wait, if you're out on a long drive, you'll just do it.
Yeah.
And what do? Bite your nails, toenails?
I bite my toenails while I'm driving. Yeah.
While I'm driving. No, that's pretty cool. That's the future, everyone. So we're getting there, I guess. I don't know. We shall see. Whew. All right, Mindy, here we go. Hello, crew and possible special guest. No special guest.
We're all special.
Are you yourself a special guest or you're just a semi-regular feature?
I don't know. Am I a special guest?
I think of you as a guest.
I think of you as special, though, Nikki.
I am special,
but
not
a guest.
Yeah.
Howie wants to know, do you ever watch news on your competitor station? BRE or YOU, et cetera?
Oh, of course we do, Howie. Of course.
Who's going to admit this? What's going on?
That's a great question.
I don't think he means at work to see what they're covering so we know to cover it better or not, but I think he means like in just a casual way. Like, do you ever watch the news at home?
Well, if I watch it at home, it's to see what they have, not to watch it in a casual way usually.
So you favor WNEP? Like if you want to just...
Yeah, I always watch WNEP if I'm watching the news. But if I want to see what they have, then I flip it over and find out what they have.
Same.
Yeah, that's that. I mean, to go real behind the scenes, in every newsroom, TV newsroom in the country, there are several monitors in the newsroom that are showing your TV station and then the competition. So you at all times know what they're up to because you don't want to miss a story. Mm-hmm. If they have something we don't, we want to be sure to find out about it. I don't put them on when I'm at home.
You do not?
No.
You favor WNEP?
I favor WNEP, yeah.
It depends. I will flip
home,
over
I won't
sometimes.
Even put on to see what they might have. At work, I will. But
like at the top of our news, like at 5 p.m., if we have a story that I'm like, okay, whatever, then I want to flip over and see if they have anything more exciting.
You'll go look.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there's not a lot of exciting things happening.
That's true.
Excellent. Yeah. Good question. Nikki, you're up.
If I'm watching an NBC show.
Oh, that's another thing. If you're watching an NBC show, then sometimes it'll just bleed into the news. Do you leave it on or do you like rush to get it off?
Right. My favorite show's on NBC.
Give it to us. What is it?
Law and Order SVU.
Oh, you're so cute.
Yes.
Wait, is that still like a current popular show?
Oh, yeah. Season like 27.
Wow.
Is Benson still on it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then at the end, here comes BRE. You leave it on.
Dun, dun.
You are a traitor. I hate your guts.
No, I don't. Well, also, it's on at late night, so I just watch it the next day.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, when I'm watching it on DVR or whatever, you can see BRE clips, so I see it then.
And you get sick to your stomach?
We like the BRE people.
Okay, I'm just messing with you. All right, Nikki.
Ooh, this question is for Mindy Ramsey. Would you be willing to wear a baby blue dress on air in memory of my grandmother who recently passed away?
Now, that's beautiful
really
but
sweet.
Odd question. Look, no, why is John?
Yeah, that white. Wait. Yeah, who is it?
I'm sorry.
Ben.
Oh,
no, okay. I mean, Mindy, before you say yes, then what's the problem?
Then everybody's going to write in and ask me to wear certain colors or certain dresses, and then I have to do it for everybody.
It's interesting because it brings up something that I don't think the average person thinks about. But so many times people will say
– for us to do something.
Say happy birthday to so-and-so for me or things like that. We're broadcasting to hundreds of thousands
of people.
Mm-hmm.
If we did it for one person, everyone's going to want to do it. And some people get upset. Like, why won't you do it?
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. I get why they'd want that.
Yeah.
That's a really nice thing to honor her with a baby blue dress.
Tell you what. It's the thought that counts, and I'm thinking of it in my head, wearing the baby blue dress, so.
I want you to go to Marshall's today and go pick up a baby blue dress.
Not going
to
do that.
And the discount rack.
But I do like that color. But
I've
anyway.
I've never seen you in baby blue. You wear a lot of baby blue?
Not really. No.
I'll do it too, Brad. I don't know if that's offensive.
Blue.
I'll wear it.
You'll wear baby blue?
Yeah.
All right.
Baby blue.
That
bring
out your eyes.
Thank you.
Yeah,
this isn't
you
baby blue, is it? That's more just a blue.
More
that's
blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people
baby
ask
blue is
me.
Like Smurf blue, right?
John, will you wear.
Like sky blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you wear a purple Speedo on the air for one of my friends who used to wear Speedos back in the 80s?
I won't.
You will not. He moved away and I miss him.
Too bad.
No, I was going to say, a lot of people say, will you post about this missing pet? And the amount of missing pet and missing pets just tug at my heartstrings.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If I would post every missing pet, my entire Facebook would be missing pets.
We get lots of messages for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Post about missing pets, post about birthdays, post about things like that. And it's just, we can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I do feel bad.
So do I.
Yeah.
But what we can't do is finish this. So it's your turn. And we have only minutes left.
Me?
I think so, right? Nikki just went. Could we do it? Could we end?
Oh, my God.
John, we always have to end big. So if you want to put that back in until we get the right question.
Nikki, I'm feeling pressure.
It is pressure.
I think I threw him off with the purple Speedo. He's mad at me now. Here we go. And this is it? Is this a closer? Look at the head wobble. The head wobble.
Which do you prefer, KFC or Popeyes?
This is perfect.
Popeyes.
It's a quick one. It's a
quick one. I've never had Popeyes.
Oh, I love Popeyes.
I never had Popeyes in my life.
I haven't either. Is it good?
Yeah.
It is good, yeah.
I like KFC.
But I think I prefer KFC.
Okay.
What's the new one, which I hear?
Dave's Hot Chicken.
It used to be Pier 1 down at Dixon
Street. Yeah, I haven't had it.
Anybody have Dave's Hot Chicken?
No.
Hot chicken's really a thing now.
Hot chicken's
hot chicken. Is that it? Did we come in with a bang?
Are we done?
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, 30, okay.
We have 30 seconds. What's your favorite hot chicken then?
Popeyes.
Oh, okay. KFC. But I haven't tried Dave's.
I haven't tried many.
I do like the spicy chicken at KFC's.
Goes great when you bite your toenails, too, I hear.
Oh.
As a side. Does that come with a value meal?
That's gross.
See you later.
Brown bag at WNEP.com. Get the questions in. We'll do this again next week.
Yeah. Have a great day, everybody.